We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. In the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
10:03 on the Fan. And a very good Monday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Hit the 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. The divisional round of the NFL playoffs is in the books. And, of course, the conference championship game's coming up this week. The Patriots, for the 8th consecutive year, go to the AFC title game. They'll play the Kansas City Chiefs, who were there for the first time since 1993. And, of course, the Saints and the Rams in New Orleans in the NFC. Bro, how are you?
Well, I'm a little annoyed that we're dealing with another New England Patriot AFC title game.
And nice job by the Chargers showing up, huh? That was good.
Are you genuinely surprised? Because it can't
be. I thought they'd show up. I didn't think it would be the beatdown it turned out to be. Well, I mean, I'm not surprised the Pats won. But, I mean, I thought the Chargers were, you know, give you a game at least.
Well, it was surprising, I'll give you this, that the Patriots are scoring on touchdowns, not just field goals,
right.
Touchdowns on five of their first six possessions.
The first three, they had it.
Yes, that is surprising. But the fact that the Patriots are going back to another AFC championship game and they won a game at Gillette and Phillip Rivers didn't, what is to be surprised by this?
No, there's nothing.
And you know what? When Tom Brady, after the game, does his passive-aggressive, you know, I thought we sucked, everybody thinks we sucked. I understand it, because every freaking year for the last decade, and trust me, you and I want the Patriot dynasty to end more than anybody.
I've had it. I'm done.
But enough with burying these guys.
Yeah, you can't bury them.
Every year it's the same thing. Now, I have a little bit more confidence next Sunday, because it's away from
more.
Gillette Stadium.
That's why.
Yeah,
that's the reason.
But history's history, and sometimes history's meant to be broken, but the history has been they don't lose in Foxborough unless they're facing the Ravens or the Jets.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, those are the only teams to beat them in a playoffs in the Belichick era, there you go.
They don't lose at home.
Yep.
And it was disappointing that the Charger defense, which looks so much better against Lamar Jackson and the Raven offense.
Well, why not?
It's unfortunate that they couldn't get a stop. And I thought the pass interference early on third down was a little bit of a break.
The one in the end zone.
I thought the defensive hold was a fine call because I think it was defensive holding. But outside of that, I mean, it was just the Patriots kicking their asses.
That's what they did.
Whether it was Sony Michel.
Yep, didn't
or
matter.
Julian Edelman.
Didn't matter.
Whether it was dinks and dunks to James White.
Yep.
It was what it was, and nobody should be surprised.
This is what
they do.
Look, to me, here's the thing. The key to this game coming up Sunday, as far as I'm concerned, and we saw it yesterday. They didn't touch Brady. Maybe they hit him once in the second half by that point because I had to go cleanse myself. Like, no, not really. Like about the midway through the third quarter, I think it was 41-14 at this point. I'm like, what am I doing here? Why am I subjecting myself to this? I ready to take a shower, so I didn't want to take another shower just to get clean. So I went out and I took a walk. I walked around the complex. You know, I had to clear my head a little bit, you know, get ready for the Saint game. Because I just couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take it anymore.
It's disgusting.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
It's just disgusting. Oh. I look at them every year, and I always think the same thing every year. I say, is it possible that someday one of my teams is going to be this good?
I don't think anybody's ever going to be that good.
I think that's the answer.
I mean,
nobody's going to be this good.
I mean, we could talk about all the great dynasties there have been in the NFL. I mean, I've seen them all. I saw the Packers. I saw the Steelers. You want to throw the Dolphins in there when they, you know, the undefeated team, they won two in a row, three straight Super Bowls. You know, the Niners, I saw them. I mean, we go right on down the line. The Cowboys, when they won three out of 4 years, All the great dynasty teams that there have been in NFL history, I've seen them all. You know what? Nobody's better than this team.
But you know what?
Nobody.
I think you've got to expand that statement to include all sports because
if you
look at some of the great dynasties, let's take the Chicago Bulls, the Jordan Bulls. They won.
Well, how about all the great Yankee teams, though? I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, I agree. If we're going back to the 30s and 40s
and
the 50s.
Right.
But as far as sustained success.
Right.
Like, not in sheer amount of championships, per se.
Right.
Because obviously the Jordan Bulls won six out of eight times.
Right.
But they have been... an AFC championship game automatic virtually every
year. 8 years in a row.
Yeah.
Think about it, bro. They have been to the AFC title game 8 years in a row. They've won 10 consecutive division titles. They've been to, just in the Belichick era, they've been to 8 Super Bowls. 8! And they've won 5. They haven't had a lose. Even the 2 years that they did not make the playoffs, outside of the first year when Belichick was there in 2000, they were 5-11. You didn't have Brady yet. All right?
0-2 and 0-8.
Right. Even those years, they were 9-7 in 02. They were 11-5 in 08.
Well, and think about it.
That's unbelievable.
There's a caveat for those 2 years. In 08, Tom Brady got hurt week one.
Right.
All right? And they won 11 games with Matt Castle.
Right. That's right.
They should have made the playoffs.
Right.
God knows what would have happened.
Right. Right.
And 02 is the beginning. I mean, think about it. 01 is when Brady got the job.
It was almost like a fluke-type championship.
Completely a fluke-type championship.
What it was.
In fact, the Patriots were likable back then.
Yes. You didn't hate them yet.
They were the lovable underdog.
You didn't hate them yet.
No, not yet. And I'll never forget, I think about this every year, whether it's fair or not. I think about, I forget his name, the guy from ESPN who does Monday Morning Countdown early in the 2003 season and says after the Patriots lost week one to Buffalo, Bills losing the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Tom Jackson, wasn't it?
That was
the
it.
The old Bronco linebacker.
So he says, and I feel bad picking on him, but it's so those words are vivid.
Yep.
All right, Bill's going to lose the locker room.
Yep.
And then the Patriots go on. They have a great year. They win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
They win the Super Bowl the next year, and the dynasty's on. Yep. Even in years
when
they get
picked
off. That
was the year he cut Loya Malloy, right? Wasn't that the one?
And they lost to Buffalo right out of the gate.
Right.
But since then, 2003, Joe's a million years ago.
I know. No, so it's unbelievable.
The sustained dynasty of the Patriots is remarkable, and it expands past football to all of sports.
And I think the other thing that's so remarkable about it is that Belichick has done, he's had Brady the whole time. But, I mean, all these interchangeable parts on this team. I mean, you look at this team. Look at the team they got right now.
Mm.
I mean, outside of Brady, all right, you want to say Edelman, who I think if he was on another team, would you be just another player, to be very honest with you. That's what I think. Maybe I'm nuts. But, I mean, you know, and Gronkowski's not the guy he used to be. I mean, outside of that, I mean, who is on the defense? Who's the great players on the defense? Devin McCourty? Patrick Chung? I mean, who is it?
Stephon Gilmore.
Dante Hightower.
Flowers was pretty good yesterday. Okay. He was getting the quarterback.
But these guys come and go like the wind.
No. Everybody comes and goes.
You know?
Outside of the quarterback.
Van Noy? I mean, who is the guy?
Outside of the quarterback and the head coach, everybody comes and goes.
Right.
The one thing I hold out hope is that history says the New England Patriots are going to have a very difficult time next Sunday because their dominance, their success, most of it, has been because they've hosted games and they've been automatic in their building.
Yep.
They have not won a road playoff game in over a decade.
Right.
Now, a part of that is they don't play a lot of road playoff games.
No.
It's only 3 in a row.
What's the last one they won? The one in San Diego in 06?
The one in San Diego in 06.
Right, and then they lost to the Colts.
The following week, they blew the big lead to the Colts.
Right.
They were up 21-3.
Right.
They actually led them until a minute to go. Peyton Manning led them back.
Right.
And then Brady threw a pick.
In fact, Manning's only got to beat him on a road. He beat three times, twice with Denver and once with the Colts.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
They won in 01 and 04 in Pittsburgh. They won both of those championship games in Pittsburgh.
That's right.
So, and the other ones have all been at home, and the only one they lost was to the Ravens.
Yeah, and they lost to Denver in 2005.
On the road.
Yeah, that was a divisional round. That was a divisional round.
Right.
But they've lost 3 straight conference championship games away
from
Foxborough.
That was Jake Plummer.
Jake Plummer of all people.
Right.
Yeah. Well, he's had a tough time in Denver. I mean, the track record is what it
is. Right, exactly.
Even when it's not Peyton Manning.
Yep.
So 3 straight times, this team has lost a conference championship game on the road. And that gives me hope.
Yeah.
Because my fear, and I've been saying it for weeks, and I'm glad I'm wrong about it, my fear was that Kansas City was going to get picked off and they'd be hosting this AFC title game.
Well, in that game, you know, we'll go back to that game. I mean, look, I mean, obviously Kansas City, you know, just came out flying. They jumped out to that 14-0 lead. But there were chances in this game for the Colts. I mean, here are the Colts. They don't have a first down until the last drive of the first half, 2 minutes. And they're still in the game at 17-7, but they, you know, to me, Vinatieri misses the shortest field goal, by the way, Adam Vinatieri ever missed in his career.
Yeah, speaking of the Patriots, he's the one who misses the easy field goal.
But that, and then even that turnover at 24-7, Leonard causes that fumble with Sammy Watkins. You figure, okay, they're on a 20-yard line. They could put it in here. Yep. They're in the game. And two plays later, Dee Ford strip sack. And really, that was it.
Yeah, when they get the block punt by Good, recovered in the end zone by Pascal, and all of a sudden, this is a 17-7 game, despite the fact that they've had four three and outs.
First downs.
Four 3 and outs in a row.
Right.
I mean, they're doing nothing offensively. The exact opposite of what they did a week ago against the Texans. To be given that new sense of life, I thought what was huge is they needed to get off the field right after they gave the ball back to Kansas City. And they didn't. They converted on a big 3rd and 6 to Travis Kelce, who was great
in
this game.
What a game he had, huh?
He was fantastic. Man. And then Patrick Mahomes ends up running it in for a touchdown. And so I thought that was the killer because they were given this new life at 17-7. But then you mentioned, hey, they get the football back with a buck left, buck 40 left in the half.
Right.
Get points out of this thing. 24-10 feels different.
A lot better.
It just feels different.
Right.
And for Vinatieri to miss that chip shot was a killer. But then what adds to it is now Kansas City gets the ball, and they, even though they didn't score, they just had this long drive to start the second half.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
any momentum you may have gained was all gone. And then when they get the football back, they get it back by forcing Kansas City to turn over on downs and immediately commit a penalty. On that sack on fourth down, Autry commits that unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. So instead of setting up at about the Kansas City 40, they're pushed back 15 yards. It was mistakes like that. Yeah. It seems small, but I think it's pivotal when you have a penalty like that.
How about this, too? How many offside penalties do the Colts have? They had five offside penalties. Every time I turned around, the Colts were offside.
Yeah. And they happened in bad spots. It was one on every third and four.
Yep.
They were in every way the opposite of what they had been doing in the second half of the year.
No question.
If you look back at what they did against the Texans, they were automatic on third down. Automatic. What'd they do against Kansas City? Yeah. They were 0-9.
Well, I thought the key to the game, as good as Mahomes played in this game and as good as Kelce was and as good as they ran the football with Williams, who had a big game, they had trouble putting them on the ground the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the key was their defense. And
Dee
I thought
Ford.
Dee Ford and Justin Houston, and who's the guy to knock down all those passes? Jones?
He must have knocked
down three or four passes in a game. I thought that was the key. The offensive line got run over in this game by the Chiefs.
Nah, you're right, man, because when the other moment of hope, not that you thought Indianapolis was going to win, is when Darius Leonard, who's had this incredible year.
The turnover, Sammy Watkins.
Right, gets the strip of Sammy Watkins.
24-7 at that point.
Right.
And it was still only the third quarter.
It was still the third quarter.
Right.
And it was this big turnover. You set Indianapolis up with great field position, and it was either the next play or two plays later, Dee Ford forces a fumble against Andrew Luck. So right after you get this big turnover that you feel, hey, maybe this shifts the game a little bit, the Kansas City defense responded, and it's a great point because I think all of us, myself included, have taken shots at this Chief defense. They did a hell of a job.
Tremendous.
They performed great, especially against a stellar offensive line.
And that's going to be the key to the game against the Patriots. The key to the game. Tom Brady didn't get – I think in the third quarter I saw him get knocked down. Outside of that, they didn't get near. Joey Bosa, Melvin Ingram, they might as well have stayed in L.A. for this game. I mean, right? I mean, they were non-factors.
Yeah.
The key in this game is going to be Dee Ford, Houston, the Kansas City defense getting to Brady. That is the key if they're going to win this game.
You know what, though? I sort of agree, but not fully. Because, number one, a part of why you're not getting a Tom Brady is he gets rid of the football incredibly quick.
And they ran the ball well, too. Right. I mean, Sony Michel had a huge game yesterday.
And here's the second part. The L.A. Chargers of San Diego had five possessions in the first half. They punted on all of them except their opening drive.
When they scored that touchdown.
See, that's the key. We live in an era in which it's all about offense, unfortunately. And so for the Kansas City Chiefs to beat the New England Patriots in their own building, they got to score a lot of points. I think that's the key.
I think they'll score points. But I think I do. I don't think they're going to shut them down. I don't think it's going to be 43-40.
But did you
see that.
I understand. I'm not saying the Chargers or the Chiefs. Did you think the Patriot defense was going to shut down the Charger offense to the tune of 7 points in the first half?
I thought the Chargers were going to give them a football game. I did not expect what this game turned out to be.
And that's why, in a way, I think that may be the key.
Maybe.
And Kansas City's going to have to score a lot of points.
Maybe.
We've seen them do it. Now, we saw them do it in their regular season matchup. What was it, 43-40, 44-40, whatever it was?
Right.
So we know they're capable
of it. It won't be that
of
kind of game, though. I don't see that.
I don't think it's going to be that kind of game. I don't think we're going to get 85 points scored. But they've got to score points. Because, honestly, I hope they get to Brady. We've seen the Giants get to Brady. Right. A part of why it's so difficult is he's getting rid of the football so damn quick on these dinks and dunks to
James
White.
And that's what it is. I mean, it's not like Brady's chucking the ball 50 yards down the field because he's not doing that.
No.
Everything is the underneath, the short, intermediate stuff, the crossing routes. That's what he does.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
You're right.
You're really about that. And if they can run the ball effectively like they did yesterday, you know, you're going to be in trouble.
And we are now in an era in sports in which we've seen a handful of teams across sports break long droughts. Not our teams.
No.
Well, but a lot of other teams.
No.
Whether it's the Chicago Cubs.
Yep.
Whether it's the city of Cleveland with the Indians. Whether it's the Philadelphia Eagles. The Cavaliers. Maybe it is time for the Kansas City Chiefs. Because to put it in perspective, you were kind enough to call in Saturday reminiscing about Super Bowl III.
Yeah.
The last Chiefs Super Bowl was only a year later.
Yep. They crushed the Vikings 23-7.
And they've had so many brutal home playoff losses. Yep. They finally got off the schneid. Here's my hope. Maybe this is their
year. I, you know, we can only hope that that's the case, bro. Because I can't take – if I got to see the Pats in the Super Bowl again. If they go to the Super Bowl, they would be they only the third team to go three straight Super Bowls, by the way. The Dolphins did it from 71 to 73, and obviously the Bills that went four in a row.
I can't deal anymore.
I just can't deal.
We say this every year around this time. We plead, stop burying the Patriots.
Can't bury them.
Even
their own fans were burying them.
Well, fans are different. I don't even care about that. But even their own fans were like,
you know, I mean, come on.
The reason I'm not going to rip them is because I don't know how you or I would act if we had that much success.
Maybe we'd still be negative.
I don't know. I don't know.
Boy, but everybody. I would hope I wouldn't be negative then.
I hope not.
10 straight division titles, 8 times to the Super Bowl, 5 times winning it. I hope I wouldn't be negative.
Well, hopefully we'll be tested with that someday.
Right.
But every year.
Well, maybe you will. I'm not planning on that happening.
I understand. Every year we're the same thing. Oh, they're done. They're old.
I know.
Look, even if they lose next Sunday to Kansas City, even if they oh, great, they lost an AFC title game.
Right.
Let's not bury them on the road.
Right.
Yeah, they lose on the road. That happens.
Occasionally.
Until Bill Belichick and Tom Brady decide it's over. And I don't know when the hell that's going to be.
I don't know.
2027.
I'm telling you, Brady is going to go out on the shield. That's how he's going out.
And that's a shame.
That's what I think. I mean, I never want to see that with anybody, you know, even Brady. I don't want to see it with anybody.
No, of course
but
not.
You get the feeling that that's the only way he's going out. You know what I mean?
I've always visioned him going out a certain way, and it's not violent by any stretch. It's him losing a brutal game to the Jets in the playoffs. Like, that would have been, or maybe it could be the way I'd want it to end.
Is there any shot he would retire if they won it again this year?
No.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Why now?
I'm just throwing it out there.
My count to anyone who thinks that with Tom or Bill, I know you don't think it, you're asking it, would be, why now?
Yeah. No, I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah.
Sickening.
I can see Bruce Brees retiring if he won.
Yeah, Drew Brees is different.
Yeah, it is different.
Completely different.
No, it is different.
Everybody else is different.
Right.
Tom Brady
right.
and Bill Belichick, right. the evils of the NFL in a sports sense.
Yeah.
They're just completely different.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.